Bulletin, the controversial Medivac bill passes the Senate as the Prime Minister Scott Morrison warns Australia's border protection is weaker because of it. And Australian Daniel Ricciardo's new Formula One car unveiled ahead of the 2019 season. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The medical evacuation bill has passed the Senate after securing the support of Senator Darren Hinch. The legislation will make it easier for asylum seekers in offshore detention to be transferred to Australia for medical treatment. Senator Hinch says while he has some doubts, he's on board.
What really swayed me was the amendment, which I was surprised that the Greens agreed to, and that was the one that it'll apply only to people who are currently on Nauru or are on Manus. That is a sort of a reverse grandfather. It just stops there. So it's not an encouragement, I believe, to boat people or to the people smugglers.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Labor Party should apologise for losing control of Australia's borders when it was last in government. Mr Morrison says the passage of the medical evacuation bill through the Senate weakens Australia's border protection policies. Labor used question time to draw attention to the fact that the Coalition has refused to apologise for delaying the calling of the Banking Royal Commission for almost 2 years, but Scott Morrison told Parliament it's Labor that owes Australians an apology.
On the subject of sorries, when will the Labor Party apologise for 50,000 people turning up on 800 boats? When will the Labor Party apologise for 1,200 deaths at sea? When will the Labor Party apologise for destroying the border protection regime that was working? Simple question.
Refugee footballer Hakeem Alarabi has spoken for the first time since arriving back in Australia. Mr Alarabi was detained in Bangkok in November over alleged vandalism offences in his native Bahrain. The 25-year-old touched down in Melbourne yesterday after Bahrain cancelled an extradition order against him. The footballer told SBS he feels famous thanks to the international support that led to his eventual release.
They came to me to talk to me. You should back to Australia, and they told me don't say anything bad about the countries, not just in Thailand. But I told him I didn't talk anything. I just want to back to Australia. I scared about Bahrain. They told me, yeah, you have to go to midnight and you will back to your wife in the morning. But at that time I was scared because I'm not believed Thai police because they promised me 2 times and I was scared. And now I thank the God come to here.
Well, casual workers will be able to request a shift to permanent employment under legislation introduced to Parliament. The legislation means all eligible employees will be able to ask their boss to move from casual employment to permanent. The bill extends from the decision by the Fair Work Commission to provide eligible award-reliant casual employees with a right to request to convert to full-time or part-time employment. Australian Daniel Ricciardo says it feels right to be without his Renault and believes his dream to become a Formula One world champion can be realised as the French team. The 7-times F1 race winner with Red Bull is preparing for a new chapter in his career at a team eager to get back to the top after returning as constructors in 2016. Speaking at the team's launch for the 2019 season, Ricciardo says he hopes to help lift the 2005 and 2006 world champions back to the top of the grid.
As a race car driver, it's not always easy thinking long term because you want to win yesterday. But the long term goals is to be world champ. That's still really the main reason why I'm in F1. I definitely still believe I can do it. And I believe that long term this is a place that can do it for me. So that's really the big target why I'm here.
Taking a look at the weather for tomorrow, partly cloudy in Perth and 28, mostly sunny in Adelaide, 26, partly cloudy, 23 in Melbourne, in Hobart, a possible shower and 21 in Canberra, sunny and 27, partly cloudy in Wollongong, 23 degrees, much the same for Sydney and 25, similar conditions in Newcastle, in Brisbane, a shower or 2, 32 degrees, mostly sunny in Cairns and 36 and a possible shower or storm, 33 degrees in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.